It is time for the Jason E. Jones podcast. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whenever you are, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. As you are aware, we are on fire. Fire. Boom shakalaka. If you remember the video game. Anyway. It is again time for the Jason E. Jones podcast. And today I want to talk about Aaron Judge, obviously doing some historic things with the Yankees. I mean, look at the swing that he's got. It's just incredible. A monster of a man has now tied the record by Roger Maris of 61 home runs in a season. Now, he has a shot to break the record as the Yankees host the Orioles this weekend. Should be a great opportunity for Aaron Judge to put himself in history. And with that being said, let's take a look at the charlatans that were involved in the, did I say charlatans? Barry Bonds, which honestly still, without steroids, was one of the greatest players ever. You may not like his personality, but he was. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa. Mark McGwire went from an average-looking athlete to a Mack truck, no pun intended. And Sammy Sosa, oof, what has happened to him lately? Sammy's not just dying his hair, he is dying his skin. Take a look at Sammy anytime you're ready for a interesting view at the world and the what people motivates them. It's very confusing. In 1998, Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire had the world's attention when they went back and forth for the home run title. And it's sad because now we find out that, of course, they were juiced up. It'd been interesting to find out what they could have done without juicing up. I mean, when Mark McGwire hit that ball, he just, I mean, just knocked it into another century. And now with Aaron Judge and all the testing that's going on and everything they have to go through, the fact that he does it and the fact that I don't like the Yankees, but I respect the Yankees. There's a big difference. The fact that a Yankee player is going to break a Yankee player's record has got to mean something to the Yankee organization and the Major League Baseball. Now, if you've seen the movie 61, talking about what Roger Maris went through, now at the time, Mickey Mantle was the big time. He was the guy that was supposed to do this, not Roger Maris. This guy had bounced around at a few organizations, and he just came out of nowhere. But what he went through going after Babe Ruth's record, another Yankee, he wasn't supposed to do that. That was supposed to be Mickey Mantle. And it wasn't. It was Roger Maris. And if you want to check out a great movie, check out 61. What a fantastic movie that is. It really gets you down to the idea of what was going on with Roger Maris going after that record of 60 home runs at the time by Babe Ruth. So what does this mean now? Judge, with a lot of pressure on his shoulders, he can get 62 and take the record by himself. Let's take a look at Aaron Judge as far as where he is overall as far as home runs go. He has, and I'm on, let's see here. I didn't realize he wore number 99. He's got 219 home runs right now and he's 30 years old. So it's interesting. I thought he was actually going to be younger than that. He's at 219 right now at 30 years old. You start to wear down, and especially his size. What is he, 6'7", I think? 6'7". So it doesn't look like, from that perspective, that he is actually going to, unless he just goes on some kind of crazy, crazy run, it doesn't look like he is going to get close to the 700 club. Again, at 30 years old, let's say that he plays till he's, 38 maybe? I mean, what's the production going to be, though, in his late 30s? And especially at the size that he is dealing with, he's already dealing with back issues and things like that. So I would probably, right now, I would probably put him somewhere. I would say he'd finish his career maybe 400 home runs. I couldn't see a lot more than that. Now, I could be wrong. If he stayed on this pace, here we go with math. If he stayed on this pace, and we'll say 50 home runs a year on average, 50, 100, 150, 200. So by 34, he would be at 400. And that's with health and all those things going on there. I just can't see it. I could see maybe in the high 300s, 400s, possibly. And again, I could be wrong. He may just start getting out there and hitting 60-something home runs a year. But we'll see. Again, he has dealt with some health issues. I think some back issues and things like that. And again, he is a big, big man. A lot of things going on there holding up that frame. But what a story. This is a great story for Major League Baseball. They definitely need a lot of positive stories right now. Let's be honest, folks. It's almost October, and I am a Guardians. I guess you'd say I'm following the team, the Guardians. I swore I wouldn't, but I'm doing it. I'm following the former Indians, which are now the Guardians, and they're a great baseball team. They're blue collar. They do this and do that. But where's the interest in Major League Baseball? This is a football country. This is a football country. Make no mistake about it. There is no mistake to be made about it. Football is not just king. It is the emperor. It is the end-all, be-all of American sports and entertainment, honestly. College, NFL, even high school is huge in the United States. And where is the interest from the regular viewer, the fan, in Major League Baseball? I don't think it's really like it. It's nowhere near what it used to be, of course. And now you're dealing with all this technology and moving baseball around and this and that. There is a reason why, and I know I'm getting off a little bit here and I'll finish up, but there is a reason why baseball used to be special. It was on TV, local TV. It was on CBS. It was on ABC. It was on NBC. And you could just tune into the game and watch the game. And now you don't know where the games are going to be. They've got them all over the place. And it's just not as special as it used to be. So good luck to everybody and your teams and Major League Baseball. This is a big deal for Aaron Judge, of course, and Major League Baseball and historians alike, that he is now even this record, and it looks like he will surpass it. We shall see. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I appreciate you. Listen to all the podcasts out there, all the episodes. Thank you again for listening, and go USA.